Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Micah. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read the psalm responsively. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior.
For you, Lord, have looked with favor on your lowly servant. For this day, all generations will call me blessed.
You, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name.
You have mercy on those who fear you, from generation to generation.
You have shown strength with your arm and scattered the proud in their conceit. You have filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich empty away.
You have come to the aid of your servant Israel, to remember the promise and mercy.
The promise made to our forebears, to Abraham and his children forever. A reading from Hebrews. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "See, God, I have come to do your will, O God. In the scroll of the book it is written of me." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings," these are offered according to the law. Then he added, "See, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated. Several years ago at a theological conference for rostered leaders of the church, Dave Daubert was presenting. Some of you may remember Dave as an author who wrote at least a couple books. Two that come to mind are Reclaiming the V Word, Renewing Life at Its Vocational Core, and Living Lutheran, Renewing Your Congregation. Dave was speaking with pastors and other leaders of the church about a variety of leadership concerns and questions. For the purpose of our time together today, though, I recall Dave encouraging pastors to preach about what God is doing. He wants pastors to preach in the present tense. Even things that are clearly in the past have the impulse of being carried into the present. Frankly, I find his argument compelling, and often I find myself using language in this way. We remember what God has done with a sense that what has been accomplished is not yet complete. God continues to act. In fact, Bible translators adopt this model at times. When the Greek text places God's activity firmly in the past, completed in the past, oftentimes translators will use English words that suggest the actions completed in the past continue into the present. But the thing is, Mary didn't attend that conference. Mary didn't attend that school for translation that brought the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible into being. No, when Mary talks about what God did in the Magnificat, in her song, which we spoke this morning responsively, she is speaking about things done in the past, completed in the past. In this sense, as one commentator puts it, this witness of the Magnificat of Mary's song summarizes themes of God's justice throughout the Hebrew Scriptures, done in the past, completed in the past. And what this song rehearses is that there is a great leveling. We heard about it in that Isaiah text, that quote when we first heard about John the baptizer, where the hills are made low and the valleys are filled, rough places are made smooth. What God does is attend to a reversal for the people. God attends to the least, to the weak, to the poor, to the oppressed, to those who are the tiniest. Those who live high, those who are considered big in the culture, well, they're brought down. They are sent away empty. Now, Mary's song is not novel. Rather, it is deeply grounded in the prayers and songs of the Hebrew people. Through persistent encounter with Scripture, these impulses, these themes, have insinuated themselves so deeply into Mary's being that they form the thread that draws together her exuberant preaching. And Mary is preaching here. She is telling the truth about who and what God has accomplished. In doing so, Mary accomplishes that great feat of proclaiming what has happened in a way that builds expectation for what God will accomplish in the emerging future. Where some might recognize a bit of humiliation that Mary has become a servant of the Most High, not necessarily by her own decision, Mary exults that this humiliation is a sign that the promise that the one she is carrying will be great, the Son of the Most High. It is not just Elizabeth, her relative, who takes note, but the baby in Elizabeth's very womb leaps in recognition of the Messiah whom Mary will bear. Mary is shown to be faithful beyond expectation of a very young woman. Mary becomes a model for faithful response to God's calling upon the lives of those who risk believing the unbelievable. May it be true for the faithful today that each one so persistently encounters Scripture that it insinuates itself into the prayers and every aspect of life. May it be true that the themes and witness of Scripture, both Hebrew and New Testament, becomes the ground, the bedrock for how each one encounters the challenges and the joys of every day. May it be true that the church today continue to work for justice that levels reality so that all may share in God's abundance. Let each one of those who gather be so steeped in the truth of what God has done that the whole church enacts that truth of reversals, justice, and life into the future. Let God's steadfast love, revealed in Scripture, so permeate and guide this congregation that grace may abound for all people in justice and peace. Let what was be now, and extend into our collective future.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.